Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people, what's good? How are you guys doing? We've been gone for a really long time, so this is going to be an exciting show because it's our first show in, what, like a week? I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, it's been a little while, but We're back now. We're happy to be back. You guys have had a little break from us, but, you know, it's due to the holiday and scheduling and stuff like that. But we're happy to be back, and we got another great show for you guys today. So today we're going to be talking about a couple of topics. We're going to be talking about Tom Brady winning his court case. We're going to be talking about a girl with superpowers in real life, give or take. And we're going to be talking about real-life magic schools or sword teaching classes. We're going to be talking about a couple things like that. So what I wanted to start off with is a girl with real-life superpowers. Chris, can you believe it? I know he can believe it. What happened here is this girl, she can pretty much hear every single thing going on. Imagine that you could actually hear your own body's every sound. Hear your eyes moving, your bones creaking, and your heart beating. This girl could hear every single sound in her body, and every other single sound was heightened.
As cool as that is, that does not sound fun to me. Why would I want to hear my bones moving around?
It's a real-life superpower.
I mean, that's why it's cool. Other than that, I mean, I guess you can utilize it to fight crime with your super hearing, you know, if that's your only ability. But, you know, why not make the best of it?
Exactly.
So
well,
how
did
she
real
use
life
her power to benefit mankind, Jay?
Well, there's a real-life person named Rachel Pine. She's 28 years old, and she pretty much had enhanced hearing, allowing her to hear every tiny sound her body made. She was able to hear it amplified. She goes on to say that she could hear her neck muscles moving, like different things inside her body. And when you tell people, you know, she would tell people, listen, I can hear that. And they're like, you're crazy. No one can hear that. But apparently she could. And there is a medical term for it. And she thought, you know, there wasn't. She was scared, you know, because no one knew what she was talking about. No doctors can find anything wrong with her. She went to a couple different doctors, and no one knew what she was talking about, what was wrong with her. And then eventually there was one who had a term for it and who knew what the problem was. But she would say that usually it pretty much ruined her life and her day, because she would end up in bed usually before noon and just lay there because she couldn't watch TV. It was too loud for her. She couldn't listen to music. That was too loud for her. And even if she put it on the lowest volume, it was super loud for her, and her ears just hurt. It didn't feel good for her. So she just pretty much wasted her days lying around, not going out or anything. She would just listen to her heartbeat, and then, you know, that would make her dizzy and feel like her brain was spinning, and it just got out of control for her. But she didn't save anybody or, you know, the world as a superhero.
Well, first you have to master your powers before you can go about trying to save the world.
True. Good point. But apparently she's
an expert on superheroes, all right? So I know if she could have been one. I mean, but to be serious, it must be very difficult to, like, just deal with something like that. You know, like, I don't know how I would react if I could hear everything. And if even at the lowest decibel, if, like, watching TV would hurt me, like, what would I do with myself if I couldn't watch TV or listen to music? Like, she's missing out on half of popular culture just by missing movies, TV, listening to music. I wonder if talking to her friends was inconvenient. Because if that's the case, then that must have been a very painful existence. I'm glad she got help, though. I mean, she got rid of a rare, like, trait about her, a rare ability. But, I mean, whatever makes her life the easiest to live through, I mean, it's her life, right?
Yeah, apparently it made her life miserable. And she sought help from 9 different doctors, but none of them could offer her a diagnosis until she met one, Dr. Quentin Gopin, and he finally gave her a name of what was wrong with her. And he pretty much said that it's superior semicircular canal dehiscence, or SCD, if you want to abbreviate it. But he says what that means is the inner ear, which is the organ that is in charge of balance and hearing, has an abnormal opening in the bone. And so you tend to hear internal sounds amplified, like your heartbeat, your own voice, and even things moving inside your body, like your eyes moving. So, you know, she could pretty much hear every single thing inside her body moving, no matter what it was, and other sounds were amplified. So, but as soon as she got a name for what was wrong with her and got a diagnosis, she was so thrilled because he was the first doctor to finally realize what was wrong with her that she started crying as soon as she got into the elevator once she got his diagnosis.
I can't even understand how she must have felt that finally gave her an answer. Because, I mean, I'm sure she's been living with this for a while, going to doctor, and no one knows what's wrong with her. She must have been thinking she's going crazy, or at least she's imagining things. And then finally, someone's able to give her an answer and make her life easier. So, hooray for the doctor that actually found something and had an idea of what it was that was wrong with her. So, I'm happy it all worked out in the end for her, that she's able to now attempt to live, you know, a normal life and all that good stuff.
Exactly. And the way to fix that problem is she had to have surgery, but doctors plugged a tiny hole in Pine's inner ear through a dime-sized incision in her skull. And for many patients, the results are immediate. So they do a surgery. It's about 90 minutes long, and most patients wake up and say that their symptoms are gone. Some, it takes, you know, a couple hours or so, or even a couple of days. You know, everybody is different, but the majority of people wake up immediately saying, I feel like I can feel a difference. And guess what happened? She woke up from surgery and knew right away that it was fixed because she had no more dizziness. And she couldn't hear the sounds that she used to hear. So this doctor, you know, cured her. I mean, she had a really cool superpower, but, you know, it was making her life difficult. And nobody thinks, like, hey, if I had superpowers in real life, how would it affect my everyday life? And, you know, even though she wasn't a superhero or whatever, but she had enhanced hearing, and it made her life worse. So, I mean, you got to think of it like that. I mean, we all love superheroes and their powers, and like, oh, it'd be so cool to have that power. But imagine you having that power and how it would affect your everyday life. So it's just a little something she had to go through, but it all worked out for her.
Yay for her. What's up next? What's up next on our agenda? What are we going to talk about?
Next, we are talking about the golden boy of the NFL, or at least I like to consider him the golden boy. We're talking about Tom Brady. Not only is he a Super Bowl champ, he's also winning in the courtroom. He won his case on Deflategate.
Wow, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, most people, I assumed anyway that he was going to get some type of penalty, whether it was the 4-game suspension like everyone thought it was going to be, or, you know, 2 games, whatever. Maybe a lesser penalty, but he came off unscathed. I mean, I'm sure that the NFL is going to appeal the decision, probably go to another court, but as of right now, Tom Brady will be playing in the season opener, which I'm sure has most people shocked. And they're like, wow, okay. Because Tom Brady went from missing the first 4 games to now pretty much being guaranteed to play at least the first half of the season.
Exactly. Tom Brady. Everyone's like, free Tom Brady, and Tom Brady was freed. But I guarantee the people who are on, you know, fantasy drafts and all that, they're kicking themselves if they didn't pick up Tom Brady, because they're probably thinking, oh, he's going to miss about 4 games, maybe a couple more. But now he's not missing any games as of right now, so they're probably like, man, I should have picked up Tom Brady. And you guys made a mistake, for those of you who play fantasy football.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom is excited because, you know, he's been having to deal with this since the end of the season, throughout the entirety of the off season. I'm sure he's ready to put this to bed. I mean, it's not over yet. I'm sure the NFL is going to appeal the decision and try to get something out of this because they went through this long-term scandal. They tried to...
Yeah, it was about 7 months long.
I'm sorry?
I said it was about, 7 months long.
Right? This is ridiculous at this point. I mean, I'm sure everyone's ready to get through this, but no one's willing to give an inch, you know? No, the NFL nor Tom Brady's camp is willing to admit in wrongdoing or in a mistake. Tom Brady refuses to take blame for that scandal, and the NFL refuses to budge on letting Tom Brady off the hook without any sort of penalty. So this is going to be ongoing for a little bit longer. I mean, we're at the halfway point, I think. And right now it's looking good for Tom Brady because now he's going to be able to play the season opener, like I was saying, and probably play the majority of the beginning of the season. And if he does miss some games, it's going to be more towards the middle, later half of the season. So everyone's happy for Tom Brady, the Golden Boy, unless you're a Patriots hater. So then you're like, boo, please lock up Tom Brady, throw away the key. But right as of right now, the news we're delivering to you guys is that Tom Brady looks like he's on the up and up, and he's ready to put all of this behind him.
Yeah, and apparently the National Football League filed an appeal in the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan, but they won't try to keep Tom Brady off the field until the appeal concludes. So they're still trying to go after him, but as of right now, he's still able to play, and they won't try to do anything to him until, you know, the appeal concludes, like I just said. But anyway, that Deflategate thing against Tom Brady was bogus from the get-go. They just tried to blame Tom Brady, blame the Patriots because people are tired of them winning, you know. I mean, even if, I don't believe, because the referees had to touch the ball pretty much every snap, and they didn't say anything throughout the entire game. Not only that, the Patriots demolished the Colts, and yet they want to say something about Deflategate. Man, even if they play with regular balls, you know, they would have spanked the Colts. So it was bogus. I don't think it really had anything to do with the ball. They just tried to find a reason as why the Colts lost. Get over it. And then, Goodell, bro, you're just trying to because the fans were in an uproar or whatever. He's just trying to make the fans happy, trying to blame somebody. I mean, come on, bro. He made a horrible decision trying to get Tom Brady on this.
Look, my personal opinion on the matter is that there are too many coincidences for the Patriots' entire organization to have this many scandals in such a short time frame that I'm sure the commissioner and the NFL in total, they just think this is, you know, about time that the Patriots, whether it's true or not, just to be in the middle of all those scandals, it doesn't look good for them. So maybe the commissioner was just trying to give them a penalty to appease the fans, the other teams, other organizations, whatever. But it's hard when, you know, you have such a figure like Tom Brady, who essentially is the Golden Boy of the NFL. He's the Brad Pitt of football. That's what he is. So, I don't know. I'm just really tired of hearing about this. I want to put this entire story situation to bed already. And I want it to be over. I just want the final decision to come out. Is he getting suspended or not? Is he getting fined or not? What's going to happen to this guy? If nothing's going to happen, then let it sit. And if something's going to happen, then let's get this out the way, because I'm tired of this story already. It's been a long time coming. Let's make a decision. Either he's guilty or he's not. And if he's not, then let him play football. And if he is, then suspend him for the 4 games. It's not really a huge deal. So let's get it over with. My personal opinion, that's all I want to say about this.
Apparently, Judge Berman, who is the judge on the case, he said, the NFL acted unfairly by refusing to make NFL lawyer Jeff Pasch available as a witness and by denying a motion to allow Mr. Brady to review its investigative files in violation of a legal code. Brady was prejudiced as a result, Judge Berman wrote. So that's one of the reasons they lost. And they also said that the NFL failed to give Tom Brady advance warning on the prohibited conduct, deflating footballs, and on the possible punishment. because there was no notice of a four-game suspension in the circumstances presented here. Commissioner Goodell may be said to have dispensed his own brand of industrial justice. So pretty much saying he did what he wanted, even though he didn't give Tom Brady notice or anything like that. So these were a couple of things why I went into Tom Brady's favor. Well, all I got to say is to Goodell, you mad, bro? You know, that quote right there. But, all right, guys, that's what we got on Tom Brady. We're going to head into commercial break right now, and we'll be back right after this.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime, increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org or you could call 305-397-5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the second half of our show. We hope you like the first half, and the second half is going to be just as live, so I hope you guys are ready. Jay, what we got?
All right, guys. Have you guys ever wished you lived in a world filled with magic? Or maybe scientific, like futuristic?
I do.
I know, don't we all? I mean, and most of us who have seen Harry Potter wish we could have lived in the world of Harry Potter, or at least attended Hogwarts. Because how cool will it be to go to a school and learn magic, right?
That's my dream.
Yeah, that's right. And just imagine getting that acceptance letter saying you're going to Hogwarts. Well, guess what, guys? There is a school pretty much in real life who's just like Hogwarts. You can pretty much now attend Hogwarts in real life.
What is this magic place and how can I get there?
You can make your dreams for wizarding education come true. For those of us who want to be just more than muggles, it's in Poland. Poland now has a real-life wizarding school. They have it complete with houses, potions class, and magic wands. It's the Koszka College of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Held its first ever class session in November at Szoka Castle in the southwest Poland, and an estimated 200 people from 11 different countries attended.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Chris?
Bro, we need to make a plan a trip to Poland. I don't care how much I gotta pay. We're going to this freaking school because I need some magic in my life. You know, for those of you that know me, and those of you that don't, I'm about to tell you something. I love the Harry Potter series in general. Who doesn't want to live in a world with magic or go to a magical school? So I would be all down for this. I mean, they sort you in everything. It's pretty much the entire experience, but for in real life. Now, this sounds pretty cool to me. I don't know why America is taking so long and Poland had the initiative to do something like this, but we need to get on this.
Yeah, and what you can expect if you enroll there is upon arrival, students are divided into houses by a magical sorting hat at Hogwarts. Here, it's a bit different. There are 5 houses instead of the 4 houses at Hogwarts. The houses are named Faust for knowledge and power, Molin for loyalty and cunning, Sendivogius for courage, honor, and diplomacy, Durentius for diligence and valor, and Libusa for foreseeing, daring, and creativity. And each day of the 4-day stay at the Szoka includes 5 lessons and mandatory meals that are eaten together. The class schedule includes many of, you know, like the Hogwarts staples, so pretty much the same thing here. It's a Defense Against the Dark Arts class, a Muggle Studies course, and a lesson on charms. The 4-day-long program offers 5 different areas or magical majors to choose from. Aurors, Curse Breakers, Healers, Magizoologists, and the Unspeakables. If you're not quite sure what any of those are, you can look it up on a website and it'll go over everything with you in case you're not familiar with, like, the Harry Potter genre. Because most of us familiar with Harry Potter pretty much have a sense of what all of those classes would entail. So, how can you get accepted, you might be wondering, Chris?
Of course. It's like you're reading my mind.
All right. You're not going to get an owl with a letter dropped off to you. So don't wait on an owl. Every owl you see is not bringing you a letter. But if you're over the age of 18, you have to pay $345 for wizarding training, pretty much. And then the next session will be held April 16th to the 19th. And then you just need a robe and wand and you're all set to go. So you pretty much enroll. You do have to pay. It's a 4-day session, but you get to pretty much live the Harry Potter experience, pretty much. Don't get me wrong, guys. It's not based on Harry Potter, but it is a wizarding school. It's a 4-day class session.
That's good enough for me. It doesn't have to be based on Harry Potter. It's kind of like Hogwarts, so I'd be down for this. It sounds pretty cool. I would like to give it a try. I think it'd be very profitable anyway, to say the least. that most people, I think, would associate this with Harry Potter, unless you're not familiar with it. And then it's just a cool place to go to take, like a pretend, make-believe, like, wizarding class, which is cool. So I'd be down for this. Now, Jay, what's the second half of this story? Because I know the magical school wasn't the only one you were telling me about.
Exactly. I have another one. I didn't have as much facts on the other one, but I also read about another school in Singapore that teaches you how to use sword techniques. But the way they teach you is with lightsabers. Now we're entering the world of Star Wars, guys. So for those of you who have seen Star Wars or have not, it's pretty much the glowing swords that they use to fight. So this school in Singapore teaches you how to use sword techniques and fight with the sword, but in a cool way, using lightsabers.
What? Why are all of your stories, well, at least these two anyway, not based in America? This is ridiculous to me. What is America
doing? It's because the other countries, you know, hop on it a lot quicker than America. They figured out a way to make money or to teach you, you know, these people, because people have a need or want to learn these things, you know? So it's cool if they have a short little session or a couple 4-day classes or whatever, because obviously you don't want to go to school and pay a whole tuition learning something you're never going to be able to use in the real world. So you don't want to go for 4 years learning magic and then you won't even be able to, yeah, I went to Hogwarts, learned wizarding. Can I apply for Burger King or something like that, you know?
You could put that on your resume. Who wouldn't?
You could put
that
on your resume. You probably wouldn't get hired. But, you
like
know, it's a cool little thing that if
you... There's skills you could have, witchcraft and lightsaber-wielding skills.
That's right. They'd be like, yo, this dude, he's a cool dude, you know? They're already going to think, like, you're super cool. They're going to say you don't have the qualifications to work here, but you're a cool dude.
What do you mean, Jay? Not only can you magically summon food, if anyone tries to steal your food, you can stop them with your lightsaber skills. I mean, come on. Do you need to know anything else, really? What is college going to teach
right.
you that these schools aren't?
You're right. And then you can always do that Jedi trick. You know, you will give me this job, you know? That little mind control thing the Jedis do.
See, I don't see what the problem is. To me, this is just better and better every time you say it. And you said something a little while ago saying, the other countries were quicker to do this. No, man. We've had forever to come up with an idea like this. Star Wars has been out since, I don't know, the 80s, 90s, whenever. I don't even remember. And Harry Potter's been out almost as long as that. Come on, America. Let's get on it. Let's start doing something like this. That's all I got to say to you. Unless you start doing something like this, you guys are going to go downhill from here.
That's right. Well, I mean, I might just go to these places just to take these classes. Singapore, I'll learn the sword techniques with a lightsaber and then go take a couple magic classes. Man, it'll probably be a great time. I mean, yeah, you'll be taking classes, but you'll get to meet, you know, new people, learn something really interesting, even if it's only for a short time. It'll be pretty fun and cool. So I want to hear a story or hear from someone who does this. I want one of you guys to go experience it, call in, let us know what's happening. I mean, or how it was, because I find this so interesting, and I think it's so cool that these other countries, you know, hopped on the ball or created something like this, you know, because it's a cool way to learn something new, especially, like, if you always want to learn how to fight with a sword, instead of fighting with the regular sword, you're fighting with the lightsaber. How cool is that? And then if you always wanted to learn something a little bit about magic, if you're always interested in it, because obviously they don't have magic classes in college, now you can go take a class or whatever and learn a little something about magic. I think this is so cool, and I think it's a great idea.
Look, I'm going to start advocating for universities to require students to either take lightsaber-wielding classes or magical courses, because we're behind the times now, and this is where our country's headed, into magical warfare.
That's right. You'll wield the lightsaber in one hand and use a wand in the other.
Why not? You see, this is superb. But, Jay, enough playing around, because you know what time it is, right?
That's right. It's time for a rap recap. You guys know how we like to end this show, where we recap everything in a rap. So this is one of our favorite, you know, things that we do, and Christian's going to end the show today.
All right, here we go, guys. Golden Boy Tom, he did it again. Another win in his column, man. It should be a sin. Goodell couldn't stop a man where to begin. So lesson learned, even the commish couldn't win. You thought school was boring? You should reconsider. What they're teaching now will bring back old jitters. From magic to lightsabers, it's all fantasy. Think about going rolling, it's straight ecstasy. Read about a girl who could hear everything, from her own bones moving, to grass growing, to birds singing. But now we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Cruise Control, bro. Our show is bizarro. Good night, guys. Peace.
Later.
Shut up and drive.